One of the biggest challenges emergency workers face is information. Who is in a burning building? How severe is a car accident? How many outstanding warrants does a traffic violator have? Since 9/11, public safety agencies have spent billions to improve their ability to communicate and get information. But as NPR's Brian Naylor reports, there are still hurdles.
Standing next to Engine 2 in the Washington, D.C. Fire Department, Deputy Fire Chief Dimitrios Vlasopoulos, Chief V to his fellow firefighters, is pointing out some of the gear on board the big red truck. Among the hoses and breathing apparatus are a couple of computers.
So one is connected to the computer-aided dispatch system. So when this unit gets a call, it makes a noise, and the call pops up on the screen. And they, in big font, they see the location, the type of emergency, all the resources, and any other additional information that a caller may have told the call taker. Okay, fire reported in the basement, people reported trap, whatever the notes are, we see that.
The other computer is a tablet that EMTs can take with them on an emergency medical call, like the one that comes in while we're standing there.
So engine two just got a response. There's the run that just came up on the mobile data computer. Engine 2's crew will come out to the piece, verify the address, hit the button that they're route, and go on the call.
Four firefighters / EMTs come from the recesses of the fire station, quickly board the truck, and it's off. D.C. firefighters and the district's residents are lucky in a way. Their emergency responders are connected with some pretty sophisticated communications devices. But there's a big problem. Those devices use the same commercial networks as do D.C. area residents. And in an emergency, when a lot of people might make cell phone calls, those networks can get pretty crowded. And it's not just Washington. Jeff Johnson is past president of the International Fire Chiefs Association.
We lack the equivalent of the national interstate freeway system. What we have is we have a bunch of small local roads and streets, and they are built without contemplating what your neighboring community is doing.
Public safety groups want Congress to allocate a now unused chunk of the public airwaves or spectrum known as the D block on which to build that interstate system. It would give police and fire departments across the country a common set of standards so that they can all talk to one another in an emergency, and they would have their own dedicated national network big enough to transmit data and avoid the crowding of other users. The 9/11 Commission called for giving first responders a bigger piece of the radio spectrum, but as the Commission noted in a follow-up report this spring, that recommendation languishes. The Obama administration supports legislation giving first responders the D block. Vice President Biden spoke at a conference on the issue last month.
This is our shot to significantly increase the safety and security of the American people. It is as important as any other thing we could do by a piece of legislation.
A Senate committee has approved so-called D-block legislation with bipartisan backing. The estimated $12 billion cost of setting up the network would be paid for by auctioning off other parts of the spectrum. But Republicans in the House are skeptical about the need for additional spectrum and additional funds. At a recent hearing, Oregon Republican Greg Walden said first responders should use what they've got.
Public safety has more spectrum than the vast majority of wireless providers, who, as it's off-sited, provide a 16-year-old customer with more capabilities than those available to our first responders.
According to a spokesperson, Walden's subcommittee plans to write a bipartisan bill of its own in the coming weeks to enable an interoperable public safety network. But it's not clear whether lawmakers will be able to agree on a single approach by this fall's 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, as those in the public safety community hope. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.